Blog Talk Radio.
Trilliano Radio. Trilliano Radio. Trilliano Radio. How's everybody doing? Welcome to Trilliano Radio, your official OneStarRadio.com Tree Radio Show. All right, now, remember, you can listen to your host, KB Trillion. How's your name, Daniel Rogers Frazier? Every Wednesday at Sam Bass Station, OneStarRadio.com, on Teen Scene Radio, and we also have Real Radio on Thursday. So, hey, tune in or take a look at our other page. I'll see what I can do about putting links to the other shows online. So on the Trillion Radio, so that you all can go to those pages as well, because we talk about some of the stuff that we talk about on this page, on other pages also. So on this page, on this show, on us, and some of the other pages also. Okay, so or some of the other shows also as an extension. So, hey, so what else is going on recently? I'm going to touch on a few topics here for our Trillion Radio. We're just going to jump right into the show. You can email us online at trillionradio at onestarradio.com. For more information on the show, just submit some information that you'd like to hear on the show. And I'm gonna jump right into the show here. Some of the submitted information. Look, smoking causes pelvic lesions in some people. Okay, and is this true or is this not true? Okay, I've had a lot of females. I have some medical practitioner friends, and we have done our own research and development in the U.S. Medical Research, U.S. Medical Healthcare Association, and tell me if this is true or not, professionals. I've got reports from females who've broken out in the pelvic area with men as well after smoking profusely, studies suggest that smoking causes, in some people, pelvic lesions that are unwanted. What are lesions? Some people say sores. Okay, when they smoke and or drink alcohol and do the same simultaneously. And I tell people, do not smoke, do not drink alcohol, because for some people who may have weaker immunity and or some people who are strengthening their immunity, stay away from alcohol and smoking, because both alcohol and smoking are suggested to have the ability in weakening the immunity system. And the endocrine system and the metabolic system all work in immunity. They're necessary systems to keep the immunity strong. So anything that weakens the metabolic system, such as alcohol and smoking, would contribute to undesirable events. So think about that.
Think about that, man.
On Trilly Radio. That's right. All right. So
you're crazy, man. It's all good.
So really, I've seen people with perfectly, and we're gonna move on here. I've seen people with perfect bodies, perfect hair. However, if you do something that strengthens your immunity, like eating fruits and vegetables, drinking water, and/or juices, breast milk is a strong immunity builder and highly recommended. Okay, so those and ladies, you have breasts. So there's no excuse. Okay, that's another thing that I had on in the submissions for this show. Breast. Listen. Can stimulating breast, nipples, and or breast and or chest produce breast milk and or assist in producing breast milk, yes or no, for ladies who are not pregnant yet? Okay, we're going to talk about that. I'm going to get some additional information on that within the next show. We'll talk about it a little bit later. How about, is it possible for males, okay, to breastfeed? That is a good question. Some have suggested that the male is also able to stimulate nipples enough to actually begin lactating. Is this true? Now, I do have a friend who's a breast lactation specialist, and I'm gonna research it. Some say yes, and some say no. We're not gonna actually call her right now. On this show, some shows in the future when we actually get into the new studio. And remember, we're continuing our move into the new studio. However, some suggest that this is possible, and some say that it may not be possible. However, some men with larger chest glands have been seen lactating. So we're going to find information on that. Because I've been talking so much about breastfeeding, and some of the ladies say, why don't men just breastfeed yourselves? I started looking at my nipples. You know, I was born with nipples. I mean, I got some muscle in my chest. However, you know, I didn't really have much more than that. I'm like, these wasn't really doing some breast milk. However, we stimulate. Baby, just baby. However, I do believe that the whole idea is for the reproductive organs to begin reproducing and creating a new male and or female human being in the process. So we'll just see about that. All righty. Aren't we supposed to reward good people with good things? Are we? I mean, come on. You get straight A's in school. You eat healthy. You know, for people who don't smoke, don't drink alcohol, don't do drugs. I mean, come on, we're growing up, they used to tell us, don't smoke, don't drink alcohol, don't do drugs, eat healthy. Be good, right? Live as a good person. And you get rewarded. Isn't that the golden rule? Live good, get rewarded. So if you're a good person, you're supposed to actually receive rewards. Whether it's blessings, gifts, people want credit. People want to give you credit for being a good person. Think about this, ladies and gentlemen. You are supposed to give people who are good credit. People who are straight. People who do not participate in gay activities. Things that are illegal. Smoking dope is illegal in many places. Okay? Sodomy is illegal. As a matter of fact, in some societies and circles, anything other than straight is out of accordance with natural law. What I mean straight is one male and one female reproducing. You can't get a baby from two ladies or two men. I mean, if you get some hermaphroditic type of people, maybe there's one or two different types of species of human being. I mean, a species of being who are able to actually reproduce themselves. So, okay. What do y'all think? Huh? What do y'all think? Is this true or not? KB trillions believe it or not. I mean, let me tell you something. Living as a show host hasn't always been the easiest thing. You know, some people listen to radio, some people listen to CDs. And we're encouraging people to turn on the radio when Trillion Radio comes on. Obviously, we're streaming on satellite, the internet, and we're having a lot of fun. Okay? Let me tell you something. Ladies love me. Ladies love me. All the girls love me. Yeah, however, the thing is, I'm looking for a dedicated, committed relationship. You ever see ladies cancel each other out? I mean, I see one lady looking at me. I start scrolling. Oh, she loved me. But then here come another lady that like me. I'm looking the other way like, oh, yeah. But then start looking at each other like, why don't you go? Why don't you go away? Why don't you? Here come a third one. Why don't both of you go away? And they all start looking at each other. And I'm looking around like, well, I'll go away. If we all can't just get along. All right, King, we're Roddy King. You know Roddy King didn't die in the pool. You're crazy. But you know what? I keep it real. We grew up. I grew up in a $1 million family. Yeah, I mean, it didn't feel like we were millionaires. Feel like we were really from multi-million family. However, because I have a street, one thing about my family, we had to give back, even to this very day, with the street music. I keep the street. Trillion. Everybody loves, everybody loves somebody that's street, though. Got some tone with the street. I got some street. Yeah, they say anyway, As a matter of fact, when I was growing up, I didn't think we really weren't supposed to be on our streets at all. As a matter of fact, we were supposed to be in before the street lights came on. We were supposed to make sure we didn't, go play with. But then all of a sudden, everybody wants to move. You gotta get girl, let's buy us off the street. You gotta be asking. So, you know what? That's cool. A girl, I like throwing a lady, though. Because, when you got everything, some people don't look like they have everything. We used to have a multi-million-dollar lady who walked her dog in the park. She would go home, and she never cut the grass. I think something happened to her. I think her husband was no longer with her or something. So she was sitting on all that money. She didn't take care of her house, would never cut the grass. Just some people need love more than anything else. Love is the key. Some people need somebody to come pick them up. Like me, I'm the type of man, there's one thing happening. Everything you could possibly have. But I like a girl that'll come pick me up. Not really like a limousine driver, where I sit in the back. And just type them on a computer. But, smile, giggle, laugh. Somebody enjoy my company, Like somebody sitting at the jacuzzi tub with a brother. Sitting in the jacuzzi. A little massage. Treat me like the Emperor King. trillion that I am. Does it make sense? How many y'all ever shower with your man or your lady? How many y'all, isn't that somehow, remember I was talking about America, what was it, Coming to America? I think it was a real radio show, Trillion, and I was your host, KB Trillion, mention all the ladies have a different part of the body that they were responsible for cleaning. Because that was their job. That's their job. That's their time. This is like on a keyboard or a computer. The A, guess what? That's A's job. The A sit there 24 hours a day, all day long, saying when somebody clicked the A key, that A come up on the screen. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Brother Tree! Show nut. that's how I didn't forget about you. Listen, the Vision Manifesto, let me tell you something. This thing is coming together. We're nearly done with the beta testing portal. We got a sample online on the Vision Manifest page, the IUSO Vision Manifest page. If you haven't taken a look at it, take a look at it. It's one of the most effective yet. This is the manual beta testing page. Once we finish the finalized test and get it perfect, then we'll transfer all the information from the partners thus far to the electronics page for the Vision Manifest. Like my Facebook page, if you haven't seen it, Ajman Banyan Rogers Frazier, AhjmanBanyanRogersFrazier. Look, send me an ad. I'll add you, and I'll send you a link. Just ask me for the link to the Vision Manifest, or search for the Vision IUSO Vision Manifest or Vision Manifest. It's the one with, like, the little sign, the blue sign, yeah, some high-tech sign or something like that. So, yeah, everybody, you know what everybody loves, but even though everybody loves it, you have to find the person that's right for you. You can't just have a mate. If you are unhappy, you have to find happiness. You have to make sure you're with someone that you're happy with. Does that make sense? Okay? And if you weren't happy as you spoke, then find what it is that you all can do that will make you happy. Okay? If you want to... Sexy lingerie, go to Sexy Lingerie. If you want to walk on the beach, walk on the beach. If you want to buy a plane, so I can fly you around, tell me you want me to buy you a plane. Buy us a plane.
Free to fly me around the world.
I'll buy a space shuttle for you. I'll put it in a museum and let it sit there until we need it. Robin, Rihanna, Fenty,
Frazier,
Trillion, Word. Tracy Buffalo, Ice T, what's happening? Meredith.
I heard you.
Mike, what's going on? Melvin. Man, where you been? Man, you know Melvin. I was out on the metro. I saw a young man look just like you. Man, I almost did it. That's Melvin Harrell. That guy be Melvin's boy. I'm like, man, he was, he had that distinct look. We come from a wealthy. So when somebody got that good look, and ladies like, man, it's incredible. All right, so let's see here. We're gonna continue on with the show. I just like I said, email us at trillionradio@onestarradio.com for your submissions on what you want to hear with show. Have my baby. Girl, have my baby. Look, I need your love tonight. I need you to have my baby, girl. So whoever want to have my baby, okay, there was the house comes with the baby, paid for with the deed, the car, $4,500 a month. And there's a show we got called Babies Maker. Baby Makers. They sponsor everything. Okay? I gotta like you, though. We gotta really want to stay together. Yeah. At least, I try to figure out what it is that I'm doing. Everybody wants to stay with me, however. You know what I'm gonna do? Paris, here with the look. You gotta put, sure, I didn't go in France and living in the Versailles, I need a large hotel at Atrium Tower. I put all you beautiful ladies right there in that same place. Everybody had their own quarters, their own place. We live like royalty, right? Like we're supposed to, right? I mean, I wasn't going to put the 700 copies by 300 wives all in the same house together in the same room or dorm. We're not going to do a dormitory without living like the military. Queen Elizabeth, I love you. I really appreciate you with all due respect to the royal crown. And I am excited. Coronation. Okay. Anybody know what enthronement means? Did we talk about this before? Y'all look up the definition of enthronement. That can happen. We got all so many orders, so many. How the order, they can do that in a temple or a lodge or anywhere in the world. you receive enthronement, prepared for coronation. Now, there's a difference between just a regular old king getting crowned and then the emperor king.
Somebody said, you can't be emperor king, so I tell you, the king
becomes crowned, and then the emperor is one step above a king in some societies. However, the emperor king, there's only one emperor king in the existence in our planet, the global emperor king. Only one being in creation can hold the position titled Emperor King EK. Okay, and when traveling backwards in the continuum, it becomes the K-E to eternal living. So there is a throne in the heavens, in the sky, that sits amongst the clouds. Obviously, there's a throne like throne in Britain, there's a throne in Asia, India, there's thrones all around the world. However, the emperor king, this majestic position, actually holds a throne that's is crowned and sits on a throne in the sky. Talk more about any more about that, because it only appears to the person and or the being that is destined to sit. All right, so anybody ever watched a movie with Tom Cruise where they were living on a platform in the sky? They flew down, you saw himself. There's two of them, but then anybody watch a movie? Listen, platforms in the sky is a real concept, and a lot of this isn't just science fiction. All right, we don't really talk a lot about that in this particular society. So, anybody that uses secondary organizations is a debt. Is that right? Or like a bill? Oh, no, Mr. Bill. Let me tell you something, lady. Oh, man. Yeah, you know, I don't get mad at me. I'm just tell me if it's true or not. You know, if it's true. Whatever I mean, I'm a clean and clear type of guy. You know, I didn't say I was every man or anything. I said I was. However, whenever I meet a lady that's got a tattoo, you know what I'm saying, or already has a baby with somebody else, you know, there's some things about other people that tell you stay away from them. I mean, if a girl got a man's name tattooed on her forehead, none of that tell you probably want to stay away from her because she's got a man somewhere, you know, that she loves enough to have his name tattooed on her forehead. Now, if she's not with him and she's with you, she might not have been in her right mind at that particular point. And or she might not have, you probably just say, if you have a man's name tattooed on your forehead, that's the man that you want to be with. Now, there are certain situations, obviously, that are exempt. However, that is a positive current in their relationship. However, if you end up with her and it's not your lady, not your child's mother, that is a debt to you because it ends up costing you more than it would if you had just met a single lady with no children. Does it make sense? So tell me, is this true or is it not? So if a girl meets a man that got a girl's name tattooed on his arm, trust me, there is a lady somewhere, a female, a girl, that is drawing currency out of you if you connect with that man. Now, let me tell you something. I mean, we have people who connect with others. However, when it gets to the extent that people start misappropriating their bodies and vandalizing their bodies to the degree to where it's so extensive, their connection to another person, that it's permanently placed on their bodies, that person is supposed to have been with the person who has their name tattooed. And they'll wake up in the morning talking about, that was a mistake. That was just a mistake. You know you love me. You love me. Everybody ever tell you, I do music. I'm a global artist. So, you know, when a girl tattoos my name, my initials, my anything on them, that means that there is a connection forever. Okay? If, in fact, we met, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's I've seen artists with girls tattoo their names on them and never even met the artist. However, they intend one day in meeting that person. Now, if you haven't met somebody that you have a name tattooed on, make sure by the time they meet you that you're in good health, in good shape, that you're ready to procreate, make love. You know, you got yourself together, you're decent. Yeah. And that you can work with that person. Having money together is not an option. Kids, do not ask your parents for money. If that's the only thing, I mean, you can ask them for money, but don't make that the only thing you do. Youth. Look, I mean, well, they'll give it. Like, I'll give anybody anything they ask for if I, you know, as long as I got it. If I don't have it, we can get it together. Even if we got to work together to get it. However, look, try something else like, I just wanted to say hi. I just wanted to be with you, or I love you. You know, I hope you want to hear, and if you need something, that's cool. I get it for you. Tell me something I want to hear, like, I want to be with you. I want to do something with you. Well, even if you just walk the beach, what do you want to do? We can do something together. And don't do something with your parents with people just for money. Okay? So it came up today. As a matter of fact, when you do get money, save your money. Yeah. Even if you don't have money, you know how many kids get $10 a week? Some people get $5 for lunch every day. Some people don't get no lunch money at all. If you say $10 a week for 10 weeks, you got $100. And you go to yourdreamsreality.com and invest as a vision manifest partner. Yourdreamsreality.com is the site for you. That's your wealth inherent. Something that you're living experience. If you don't understand it, just go to the invest page and fill it in. And it'll make sense to you later. It'll just pay you money again and again and again. Okay? Do not attach youth. Do not attack youth. Because they're clean and clear and have a good spirit. Now listen, let me tell you something. Some of you are mad at yourselves because you feel like you could become a better person. Some of y'all, you know, destroyed your bodies with alcohol, dope. Some of y'all are obese. Some of y'all have different disfigurements or personality traits that you may not have been comfortable with. And you see perfect human beings. You see human beings that seem to have it all. You see kids. You see people. Yeah, I see people look at me all the time. I say, you know what? Don't look at me. Don't get mad at me. You know what? You can be good, the person you want to be if you just keep working on it. You're actually already the person that you desire to have become later if you just keep working on it. Okay? However, don't attack youth because they're clear. Mothers, I said this before to mothers. Look, if you look at your daughter and your daughter is everything you were, everything you wish you could have been, your daughter all thin, 400 pounds. However, I usually feel like her. You know, why don't you go back to the habits you had when you were thin and live good? Don't attack the youth. Youth are loving people. Don't stop youth from maintaining their loving nature because you're sitting up there trying to figure out if you can even remember what love is, or how does it become a loving person? Goes for men also. You know? Just work it out. Work it out. Let's go to the gym. Let's go for a walk. Let's eat healthy. All right. Let's see. I need your participation for the programs to work. Okay? Especially for Planned Parenthood. Planning Parenthood. Go to the ISO Planning Parenthood page on Facebook. I'm going to have a URL for that online in the very near future. Look, when you get to the page, ensure that you enroll in the program, okay? I need your participation for the programs to work. Do you understand? People, students in school, everyone who is participating online, okay? I need your participation, so enroll. Add my page as a friend. Also, add the club page to your line. And like the things that you're interested in, okay? Sign up for the programs. Send emails what you're interested in, okay? Don't want a girl who's a smoker. Yeah, somebody came up to me talking to me the other day. Beautiful man, however, she, don't walk up to me, but don't smoke at all. If I even think you smoke, stop smoking. Look, that's the idea. Number one, that is the topic for the day. Don't smoke. Look, neurotoxins and carcinogens cause metabolic failure. Save yourselves, okay? Another topic, and we'll end the show in a few minutes. News or art submission that came in this week on Triliano Radio. All right. Is marriage just for murderers or criminals? Okay. So no one else can see their sin once they've been forgiven and blessed with love. Because some people say that you can't marry a person who doesn't have any sin because they're free and they're gay to love. And when I say gay, I mean happy, not you know, they're straight. However, the definition of, really definition of gay is happy, not, you're straight, not homosexual, right? However, they say that the church initially bound couples together and created marriage bonds when the marriage participants, the couple, had a sin that was not normal to human beings in accordance with what is natural law. So when couples had debt that was so extensive that normal people shouldn't have been exposed to it, they married them together so they could make love to each other again and again without bothering mainstream natural society. Is this true, ladies and gentlemen? You tell me on Triliano Radio. This is why people have problems getting married sometimes. Look, I didn't know they get married. Well, you know, maybe some people can get married and don't understand it. Maybe some people are supposed to keep their freedom and didn't necessarily need a marriage as much as an agreement for the relationship. Okay, it depends on what type of religious organization you're in. And obviously maybe there's some more other religious organizations that will bind a couple together. But then do you really want to be bound to something if you're a free soul? Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? Look, don't get mad. I'm free. I mean, I would love to have a committed, dedicated relationship with someone so that I can actually establish reproduction and children and have a safe environment while doing that. I mean, that's something everybody wishes to have. So just keep that in mind. All right. Shirley, Rhea, hey, what's going on? Bye, Dream. I'll send you a message. Okay. So we're wrapping it up here on Triliano Radio. We might have some other topics. I'm looking. I had all these messages. You ever look in your inbox and have 10,000 messages? Hey, you wonder, how are we supposed to go through all these messages? You know, I type in searches for keywords. Even for the magazine, you know, I type in a search keywords for submissions. And I may not ever get any some of these emails because there's no way where I can look at all these emails. So, look, you can text me personally if you've been sending me a message and I'm not getting it, 909-680-7261. I may not have been answering that phone. I keep that phone off generally. However, I get the text messages when I turn it on. Or you can email us online at TrillianoRadio@OneStarRadio.com. You've been listening to Trillion Radio on OneStarRadio.com, broadcasting around the world to you live. Truly on the Radio is a listener radio, a listener sponsored radio show. Therefore, send sponsors, donations, and contributions to one Truly on the Radio at onestarradio.com. Hey, Truly on the family, I love you. Have an incredible evening, and we'll see you at the same bad hour, same bad station next Monday for Truly on the Radio.